Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The United States and Canada are closing their borders today to non-essential travel as both nations try to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. President Trump said in a tweet posted this morning that trade will not be affected, but Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in a press conference in Ottawa this morning that it will limit tourism.
I just spoke to President Trump again this morning, and we have agreed that both Canada and the United States will temporarily restrict all non-essential travel across the Canada-US border. Travelers will no longer be permitted to cross the border for recreation and tourism. In both our countries, we're encouraging people to stay home. We're telling our citizens not to visit their neighbors if they don't absolutely have to.
Trudeau emphasized that some trans-border travel will be allowed, which he said includes Americans and Canadians crossing to do, quote, essential work and for other urgent reasons, unquote. There are five main border crossings between Alaska and Canada, on the Alaska Highway south of Tok, on the Top of the World Highway east of Chicken, and three in southeast at Pleasant Camp, British Columbia, east of Haines, at Fraser, B.C., between Skagway and Whitehorse, and between Hyder and Stewart, B.C. For the first time in its long history, the Open North American Championship sled dog race has been canceled. The 75th anniversary running of the three-day sprint competition was scheduled to take place Friday through Sunday in Fairbanks, and Alaska Dog Mushers Association President Todd Shalek says organizers had taken steps to reduce coronavirus transmission potential, including banning spectators from the start-finish area.
We eliminated every possible thing that could put people together except for just the dog drivers, some handlers.
Shalek says organizers thought they could pull off the race despite increasing coronavirus concerns until the U.S.-Canadian border closure was announced today.
A lot of our drivers are from either lower 48 or mostly from Canada. And with the stipulations that were going on with the border closed to non-essential travel, that was basically a straw broke the camel's back.
Shalek says dog drivers like five-time and defending champion Buddy Streeper of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, have headed out to get across the border before it closes. Shalek says the Open North American Championship had been held every year since 1946, and organizers did what they could to keep that streak going.
I know it's going to be disappointing to the fans and to our sponsors, but I think this is the best overall at this particular time, and we'll just try again next year.
The Open North American is one of dozens of spring outdoor sporting events that have been canceled. Organizers of the Kobuk 440 sled dog race pulled the plug this week as well. I'm Dan Bross.